tell the truth. Don't lie to me. Do you often watch The Bodyguard to get inspiration? You know what I'm saying?
I mean... I mean, whenever I walk the details to the airport terminals and, you know, they stop and they turn around.
Go ahead. Have you ever called Kevin Costner for some advice?
I'm going to need a second. This is...
I have the katana back at home.
Tell him to bring me my money.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have one of these, you got to get one. And the only way you can get this is that you got to go to thecoldestwater.com. Thecoldestwater.com. Grab one of their sports bottles. I have a 32-ounce joint, and that bad boy goes everywhere with me because it keeps my liquids cold for 36 hours. 36 hours. Are you serious? It is serious because I've actually done it. Just to be one of those people that actually tries what they say it could do, I had to do it, and it doesn't. You could throw it in the pool because that bad boy floats. You could throw it in the ocean because that bad boy floats. It is the truth, and I take it everywhere with me. It's got odor-resistant, this tight, non-leak screw cap with option to add a straw. Mine has a straw, which is really cool because I have like what they call a hole in your lip.
Think Like a Man 1 and 2. He directs a lot of Kevin Hart films.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be categorized like that. You know what right. I mean? Shit, right. Even Whedon is just like the sci-fi
right.
fantasy dude.
Well, that's like, what he made his bread and butter on. Like J.J. Abrams, that dude.
That's my guy.
He is like across the board.
That's my mm-hmm. guy.
Willing yes. to try stuff, willing to work with people. And Blum, my Blumhouse guy, Jason Blum, is that his name? Whatever his name is. But he works with like a lot of, I mean, he does horror, but he works with a lot of people though.
Right.
That would be Peele is his guy right now.
Different stories.
That's yep. his guy.
Word.
See, now I had that previous intro. It was all beautiful. We were chatting. It was good to go.
Right.
And it was all set up.
And who fucked it up?
The mic stand. I'm not even going to blame you. It was the mic stand. It was my fault. And we couldn't get the mic stand, you know, loose. And then we had to take a break, and we come back. And let me see if I get back into it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Thaddeus Shea. You're listening to the Seasonable Cloud. I'm here with my man, Gustavo Montez, who is a bodyguard to the celebrities. And my man, Craig Visions, who is a photographer who takes pictures of things around the United States of America and also big booty host. And so, can I say that? Is that cool? Is that all right?
I like it.
There's no denying that.
It's approved. I get what I'm going to say.
We've seen your portfolio, man.
I know what my grandmother wants to hear, but the truth is the truth. So.
What pictures do you show grandma?
Yeah, that's the question,
pictures
right?
Is it a family?
There you go.
As I approach, I take pictures of shit, and then that's what I show her.
Look, I went to the Grand Canyon, and you know, I took one picture of it.
That's great, man. Gustavo. I just call you Gus. I don't know why. I always think because I always want to go to Breaking Bad. It right. makes me feel special.
Gustavo Fring.
Yeah. You just coming in. We just previously talked about this before the microphone accident. You were coming in from Cali.
Yes, sir.
You're coming in to visit family.
Visit some family. And I just got a new place out there in L.A.
Yeah, man.
So I had a storage unit out here. And I was like, well, you know, we're going to have to take a little road trip and came and grabbed my stuff. And I'm like, yo, I got to see Thad, man. I got to sit in the studio.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. This isn't really a studio. It's just my place of living where the magic happens in the front room.
Oh,
you know, that couch, that kitchen counter, and that carpet floor. And Winston watches it all.
Wow. You know look at him. No wonder he's tired. Look at him. Jesus.
You got some sanitizer.
No, man, you haven't been here in what, 2 years?
2 years, man. It's been 2 years since I set foot in the sandbox.
Yeah. I know Vision's here. He just got back from Detroit. As you see,
he's got bullet holes filled up. You know, he's good to go. You know what I'm saying?
We lost a lot of good men out there. Oh, man.
But we just going, you know, we're going to get into a lot of things. I'm going to ask y'all about y'all gigs, and we'll have, you know, fun, you know, fun talk, man talk. And I know the first thing you came and you noticed was my Proton Blaster.
Yo.
That's my shit. You know, I paid a lot of money for that. All right. That's a lot of money spent on that. And that's my, that is my, my newfound baby. I have a Harry Potter wizard wand right here. If you want to, if you want to do some shit with that, you're more than welcome to. You also just came in, Gus, and you talked to, you told me that, Cali is now off of lockdown.
Yeah, so it is. Right? It's a thank you. That applause I've been waiting to hear since a little over a year now.
Oh, nice.
Man, dude. So, yeah, they announced that gyms, movie theaters, indoor dining is now going to be open. And coming back to Arizona has been an incredible sight to see that, like, I'm not saying that you guys don't take it serious here, but it was just crazy. Like, I'm driving by restaurants and people hanging out front, no masks and everything. And I'm like, man, people getting fined and jumped in LA for that. No more worried about gang colors, man. It's like, yo, why, like, where's the mask at? You know, why aren't you wearing masking up? And I'm, you know, but it's cool to be able to go back to a gym. I'm not kidding, man. It's been over a year since I've seen the inside of a gym.
That's crazy.
And I'm surprised I'm not 400 pounds right now.
That is fucking, well, I mean, you whoop people's asses. I don't expect you to be 400 pounds at all, ever in life. You know what I'm saying?
But a year sitting in solitary, man, you know, watching Netflix.
You know. What was one of the shows that like saved you during that? Because y'all, I know LA was crazy and the lockdown was nuts. One of the shows that was like your baby that saved you.
Whew.
Kept you occupied, I guess.
Believe it or not, and I'm going to probably get death stares from both of y'all. I when the pandemic started, I had never seen Stranger Things.
Oh, wow.
So I...
Oh, my God.
So...
No, we're not done.
So it was the first week of the pandemic, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, I think I'm going to be here for what, like a month, we thought? You know, the two-week curve, right?
Right.
And so I'm like, all right, I'll watch one, two episodes. And Stranger Things, dude. Like, black tar heroin, man, put the hook in me. Oh, we got fumble on the play.
Yeah, I dropped my damn phone. Go ahead, brother, my bad.
Way to go. Seasonable clout, baby. Been doing it for a long time.
There we go. But Stranger Things, man, like, that show... Dude, two episodes, three episodes in, and I'm like sitting there, I'm like, I need more, more.
Oh, shit.
And you know, I mean, what, they only did what, three seasons so far? Three, four seasons?
Three,
Three seasons. And I'm like sitting here, I'm all like, yo, where's he at? Where's he at? He's in Russia.
Right.
He didn't die.
And they kept selling that. I know me and like Craig, we're like crazy fans of that show.
Yeah.
And they just kept selling it. That was the last season. This is the last season. This is the last season. This is the last.
No.
Nah, man. Uh-uh. And I know recently, I don't remember his name, but he would be, I know he's a main character, but oh my God, man. The one who's in love with Eleven. I can't think of his name.
Oh, that's
right
the dude
now.
From It?
From It, yes. There it is.
Yes,
from It.
Yes.
He recently came out and he said that number four is super sad and way more darker than the previous three seasons. So sad and dark makes for fantastic for me. I'll take sad and dark. Sound like I should be living in Seattle. But
Zack Snyder doing it.
Jesus Christ.
sad and dark, baby.
What did you call? I think I told you this, Gus. What did you call Michael Bay? Was it Mr. Explosion?
I can't remember.
I think it was Mr. Explosion because I put Zack Snyder and Michael Bay in the same box. They don't really care about a script. Shit's just got to be CG for Snyder, and everything else is. Did you hear that? My dog. He's probably
the aliens
that visit this motherfucker a lot. But and
we're in the upside now,
Michael Bay. Yeah, I like that. and Michael Bay, where he just likes to blow shit up.
He's filming a film right now, like out there in downtown LA, and he posted something on his Instagram, and it's like, dude, this guy can never post a scene of like two actors, you know, like just acting out a scene.
Yeah.
He posts the scene and he goes, all right, 3, 2, 1. And it's like, there's thousands of bullets being fired. There's an ambulance like blowing up over an intersection. And it's like, this is the type of dude that's like, all right, let's run it again. It's like, you got to replace a whole intersection of downtown LA and then do it again.
I remember Tropic Thunder. When they waste outfits for Black Thunder.
That's not the strip club.
Damn.
That Black was Thunder. The name you danced under, right?
Oh, wow. It's fucked up, man.
I remember Black Thunder.
But Tropic Thunder, where they had the big explosion and they wasted it and they missed it.
The cameras weren't rolling.
Yeah. And I know this had to happen to Michael Bay a few fucking times where he just exploded some shit and that shit was. Yeah. He missed it and he had to call in and get some more money.
Well, he had a finance. I don't know if you guys know this. The scene from Bad Boys, the original first one, the big explosion inside the airport hangar. He had to finance that himself.
Oh, shit. Oh, really?
He financed him like that scene himself. Like the cameras were rolling and he put his check in front of the camera lens and it showed it so he could like a fuck you to like the studio executives, like, yeah, I'm paying for this scene that you guys didn't want to.
Oh, wow.
And then he was like, and action. And he, yeah.
Really?
He paid for that scene himself.
And it was worth every penny.
Yeah.
That was important to the movie. That explosion was important as hell to that damn movie. Yep.
Unfortunately, it made him think everything needs to explode. Right. After that, he's like, yeah, we need an explosion.
That looks great. We're going to do that on everything.
Like, it's a love scene. You know what? Explosion would make this
and not a metaphorical one. We're doing a legitimate one. Yeah.
I got random things that I'm gonna ask while we just sit up here and shoot the shit.
Let's go.
Nipples?
Batman? Sorry. George Clooney?
Orange juice.
Purpose or passion and why?
Jesus Christ. Oh, I didn't know I was sitting on the set of 60 minutes. I'm going to say, I don't want to take the easy way out and be like, well, it depends on what you're talking about here. Like if you're an artist, right. It's passion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's going to be so much sacrifice that you have to do. Like if you want to be a singer, actor, writer, producer, whatever, if it's the arts of the world, it's passion 1,000%, because if it's purpose, it's like, you know, you can manipulate your purpose into whichever way you want, but the passion, you have to find it to actually produce what it is. I'll say passion over everything. You got to care 1,000% about whatever it is that you're trying to do before you, you know, can achieve the purpose for it.
Right. Heavy.
Hey man, I'm bringing the, you know, I brought the big guns, baby.
Yeah, that was heavy. Craig Visions.
Same question?
Yeah, same nipples. Question. Nipples. No.
I mean, you know, as an artist, I gotta say passion as well. I mean, if you're fulfilling your passion, that is your purpose. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I'm passionate about art over photography, just art as a whole, but I feel like that's my purpose, to provide different point of view or allow people to see through my eyes. And so
when doing photography, how do you did you just take the camera out and then you find something, or does something catch your eye?
Man, different days, different things. Before I was a photographer, I used to draw, used to write poetry, so dealt with a lot of different art. So I would like wake up inspired, wake up like, I'm gonna draw this picture or that picture, or I was watching a movie and it made me want to capture what I saw in the movie and draw the picture. And so that transferred into photography. So I would wake up with ideas for pictures, or I'll see a movie and have an idea for a picture and all of that. And ultimately I'll take a picture of a butt. So,
Is that the same now with photography? You wake up and then, you know, you got some ideas in your head?
I always have tons of ideas and themes and things I want to do for shoots, but I never do them because of lack of money or time or whatever. But yeah, I have tons of ideas always.
Is there a picture like that you've seen from the gram or on the internet that you just loved, and a photographer that you follow that is incredibly dope that you see yourself as or better?
No, I see pictures I like on Instagram, and that's cool, but most of my true inspiration is just something out of my head or something from a movie.
Yeah.
So it's nothing like I see a picture, I'm like, oh yeah, I tried to save pictures on purpose. I'm like, you know, let me start saving pictures.
Yeah.
But I like to pull stuff from my own brain or from a movie or from an album cover, like these wonderful albums you have back here.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
there's a couple of, it's Jackson 5.
That Jackson 5 is all right.
Yeah, well, they was cool. They was young cat in there.
Like those top hats.
I'm pretty sure Joseph Jackson whooped their ass after this. You know?
Standing on the side with that strap.
Oh, man. Joe Jackson.
Gus.
Yo.
Your LA lifestyle before COVID, and you're doing your body garden.
Yeah.
You know, is it fair to say, man, you kind of live the celebrity lifestyle when you in that job, when you doing that in that field of work
for like a split second, you know, when you're, when you get to walk into the building with the person. Yeah. Yeah. But the second they sit at their table, they start popping bottles. Your ass is in the corner, you know? No, I mean, it's, you get to see it. You get to, you know, I guess you do tend to live it if you go on the flights with them.
Yeah.
You know, you sit in the Suburbans, the limos or whatever. But you're on the job though.
Yeah.
You're on the job. So it doesn't matter if you are, you know, flying on a private jet to Vail and, you know, you're going to a ski resort and whatever. Yeah. And, you know, but you're on the job, you know, so it's like, there's no rest and relaxation until your detail is in bed asleep or their doors closed and they're good for the night.
Right.
So what I've always said is that a boring day on the job is a great day on the job.
Boy, that's some old man. You're not old. I'm saying that's some old man, good lineage, you know, good wordage to give advice, you know. Yeah. That's great.
I mean, like, I'm not going to lie, because, you know, like working backstage at the Oscars was great.
Oh, shit. That's heavy.
Yeah. Like that. Like these experiences, like getting to do a presidential visit when I was with Ellen.
Yeah.
You know, that was
another heavy moment.
That was, I mean, President Obama. Come on now.
Yeah, that's. That's heavy.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you do get these moments of where you're like, you know, you don't physically react because you know, that's it. You're done. If they ever see you, like, freak out, you know?
Right.
But you do get moments where you're internally like, this is a pretty cool moment right here.
Yeah. That would be a big deal for me to meet President Obama. I still call him President Obama. You know, I don't call him nothing else. I don't call him B.O. or nothing like that. I call him President Obama. If I see him, I call him President Obama.
B.O.
You
know?
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a...
Oh, like, yeah, the B.O.?
No, man.
That would be pretty funny.
I think he'd look at you like, what? Say it right.
I got a question for you.
Oh, yo, man.
So Gus,
yes, sir.
I did a lot. Not sure what happened. That's why you don't drink while people are talking. Stuff becomes funny. I did a lot of security work, not the same as you, but I did like a lot of security work. I did mall security.
And he's UFC trained, by the way.
And, armed security and bike patrol and roof surveillance. And I've done like a lot of security stuff.
Yep.
And I just want to ask you, have you ever had to, detain anyone?
Yeah.
How fun was that?
It's something of where it's, you learn quickly the training that you've gone through, where you do hours and hours and hours of training.
Yeah.
And you never use it. You never use it until that time comes and it's over in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
It's like happens and over, but it's like second nature. It's like it kicks in and you remember exactly how to grab an arm, twist down the, you know, their arm, their elbow, their wrist, twist it over, things like that. And it's bing, bang, boom.
Right.
It's over and done with before you can, you know, think. you know, also like techniques on how to avoid getting into a situation, things like that. But detaining someone is it's like, I'm not trying to make it dramatic, but it's a bit of a not scary situation, but it's a hairy situation kind of, because it's like, you don't know what this person's intent is, or right. You don't know if they're just like, if they accidentally just got a little too close and you know, they're claustrophobic. What the hell?
I seen that. The light was on.
it's like they're claustrophobic. They kind of panicked, or, you know, they're a psycho stalker.
Right.
You know, I had an incident. I was with Margot Robbie.
Okay.
And
we know who she is.
And
I've had some moments.
I was with her one night and some fans tried to run her down.
Yeah.
And so, which I think I mentioned this to you already, you know, like that was a moment to where it was like, you know, fight or flight type of deal.
Right.
And it's like, you have, like, they were in a car, you know, it's me, myself, and I, like, yeah, I like to think I'm Superman, but I'm not.
Right.
So my ass needs to get out the way. You know, like I got my right leg clipped by the car and spun me around, and I, you know, tried to, you know, not get hit. Look, I love Margot and everything, but my life is not ending because you're here promoting Tarzan.
That's real. I'm very interested. Tell the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell the truth. Don't lie to me. Do you often watch The Bodyguard to get inspiration? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, whenever I walk the details to the airport terminals and, you know, they stop and they turn around.
Go ahead. Have you ever called Kevin Costner for some advice?
I'm going to need a second. This is...
I have the katana back at home.
Listen. Oh, man. That's a hell of a movie, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Sorry to do that to you.
Oh, hey, man. You know, every now and then, you know, you have those moments where you may or may not have that opportunity.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You told me about, can we talk, can you mention that? Okay. All right, cool.
I mean, we can talk about it, but you know, due to an NDA, I can't drop a name.
Oh, okay. Wait, which one though? Because I know you got like 85 NDAs you can't. But it's the elevator story.
The elevator story.
I think it was the elevator, or maybe she was just talking to you guys. Were in an event, and she was just talking to you. And this, okay, I can help you remember, because this particular person is on a super famous TV show, and they were all friends. Yeah. Never mind.
It like only got worse. Right. You already said she, and I was like, damn, you shouldn't have said she. Way to be discreet.
Never mind. Nice. We'll just move on from that. I was in a good zone. If you was ever offered like an opportunity to audition in a movie, would you go do it?
If I can get my teeth fixed first.
I feel you.
I don't like these, but like the fronts. But no, I would love, it'd be cool to be in the movie, man. I enjoy them. If it was like a comedy.
Yeah.
Or something like action, like sci-fi, like maybe sci-fi or fantasy or something. But,
yeah.
But yeah, it'd be cool.
You feel like you can act a punch getting hit? You feel like you can act getting hit?
For sure. I might need to recover because I'm old now. So if I get some jerk in my body and stuff, I probably, you know, it's going to be some recovery involved, but I think I could
take like a
though.
Day or two between takes.
Yeah. Right. Would you, I know you're doing voiceover, but
yeah.
Would you actually take a physical acting role?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I've always enjoyed, I mean, like we were talking about Rocky earlier, right?
Yeah.
And you know that Sylvester Stallone literally ended up in ICU filming Rocky IV because Dolph Lundgren played Drago, hit him in the chest so hard that it enlarged his heart or something like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Stopped it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, damn. He literally like almost killed him.
That's crazy. I know that he had Michael B. What I get from the story is that Sly already had it in his head. He's going to have to actually take this punch. But what I'm going to do is pretend like we couldn't get the shot without the actual physical hit. Right. We just can't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Call him over. Like, look,
that's what he said he did. He said he called him over and said, "You're going to have to take. You have to take this actual hit. Like, he's going to actually have to hit you." I feel like he had to fake it first. Like, it just doesn't look real. But you know, I take this shot. I couldn't imagine.
Which I mean, like, by all means, like, I do not want to do that. Like, I don't want to end up in ICU. Like, nailed that scene. No, but I mean, for like, you hear these stories, you know, of guys that like went there to achieve that role. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, man, that's pretty cool to me to be able to do those things. Like, you push your body to the limit.
Yeah.
And not only that, but you got to push the mind there as well. Yeah. To be able to achieve that.
Why people may be listening and like, these dudes talk about movies. Like, I think we're all movie buffs here and we enjoy TV shows and movies. But like The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio, they said 90% of that movie is all real. Like, all location, all the weather he was in, everything he did was 90% real.
They went to the coldest location on Earth at that time.
Did they?
Like outside of, I think, like Antarctica, there was like the coldest location on Earth to achieve that, like, those shots.
And that is the sentence he has to tell people, that he says, I had to do that to get a fucking Oscar after I done did all this shit. Right? I had to go to the second coldest location on fucking Earth to get an Oscar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Even worse, imagine if he didn't get the Oscar. You know what I did? And I didn't get the Oscar?
Sacrificed my life.
He would have climbed the stage, dude. He would have, yeah. It would have gone bad.
Let's say, Craig, you was, what do they call him? Is it director of photography or photography? What's the
director of photography?
Yeah, let's say that's just a guy who what does he do? What is the guy that takes
DOP, man? I meant to look it up. I never looked up specifically what it is they do, but I heard a guy on some show. It was a podcast, maybe Chris Hardwick. But he was talking about being a director of photography, and he talked about like a whole range of things he did.
Yeah,
he had been the DOP for a long time.
I like,
so I don't
DOP.
Know if that's specifically what they do, but he was talking about like helping set up shots and making sure like lighting is right. And you know, so like, I'm assuming they just kind of help with the cinematography or whatever. Like, I'm assuming they help with that, setting up shots, making sure lights are right, making sure everything's right within the shot. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I always wonder if they do like actually take pictures as well, just randomly on the set.
So if anybody out there, the millions of Thad's listeners, correct me on this one. The director of photography is the one that will like, so say we're like, yo, we're going to go film in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Okay. The director of photography will go out there and like, be like, all right, this is Main Street. So like, they'll head out and they'll shoot like either photos or film, whatever they want. And they will be like, you know, kind of like a scouting location type of deal.
Yeah.
And they'll set up like, you know, like, this is what it's going to be. This is how we want it. The cinematographer then comes in there and he's the one that sets up the shot. He's the one with the camera and everything. And, you know, how back in the day directors would be like, you know, like doing this number and everything like that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Gotcha. See?
They got storyboarding now.
I learn something new every day.
The more you learn.
Right? Just another random one. What what new invention will Apple come up with in 20 years?
Well, their own car.
Ain't they actually doing that?
Yeah.
They're working on their own vehicle.
Yeah.
And I am one that I can only imagine what the fuck that motherfucking car will look like on the inside. I don't think people even care about the engine, and they're gonna be like, what is the inside gonna be able to do?
Yeah.
You know, right. And will it get off the ground a little bit?
They're gonna care about if my phone, how much interconnectivity can be between my car and my phone. Because it's an Apple and it's Apple and the Apple logo. That's gonna actually be kind of dope to see an Apple logo as a hood ornament.
Or like, oh, that's badass.
Like on the hood.
That would be
like
dope.
Apple logo.
That'd be dope. Cool. Can you think you'd be able to kind of drive your car through your phone, maybe pull it around? And
you can do it now for Tesla, so I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah, Tesla can have the car pull up to him to the front, to the door, like chauffeur, so something name for it. But they can have it. Remember I told you that I had a guy come out to helped me get into a vehicle I was locked out of.
Yeah.
And he had a Model X. And we were at the curb at the taco place. And he
calls his car.
His car backs up and goes around and blows up. And I was like, that's pretty freaking crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
The Tesla's I can only legit. Imagine in 20 years, man.
I mean, we may be shortchanging that, dude. That could be in 10 years with what Apple.
True. The way they move and the way they do things.
Right.
What's the off the wall, just the off the wall Apple thing? The thing that we will see in the movie, and we're like, that won't happen. That'll actually be around thanks to Apple.
Do you, but I would say the Tony Stark, the Tony Stark, the way he moves stuff on the screen. I would like to think that they either have that.
Something hologram related.
Yeah, where you just are grabbing something and moving it. You know, that or Bill Gates. They're on the ass. I feel like Bill Gates might even already have that in his crib.
Now, let me be clear. You said on the ass.
On the
What did you mean exactly by that? They'd be on the ass.
They on the ass. Like, okay, so Apple.
On their ass.
They're on the ass.
Like you said, on the ass.
No, Bill Gates on the ass. Okay. He on Apple ass.
I know you spent time in prison, so I didn't want to make sure we keep all these terminology.
22 years of clenching. You know, clenching.
He was in there with Tony Tart. And shit got real sometimes.
He's in there by toe.
Wow. Oh, shit. Oh, man. That one actually got me. I was dying on that. Gustavo.
Yes, sir.
How we all met. I don't know how me and you, it was through Instagram how me and you met, right?
Yeah, man. Like years ago.
It's like 3 years now.
Yeah.
And that time flew. And you got me and this guy. So because it's just dope to talk about because everybody's here live in person. Uh-oh. And we can talk about
we're gonna talk about everything?
Yeah,
we're going to tell the truth?
We're going to tell the truth. What happened?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Let's do this. I'm ready.
So for everybody listening, met Gustavo through the Grizzam. And then I found out that Gus gets to be next to one of my favorite celebrities. I don't even know if I can still call her one of my favorite celebrities. I don't know the deal. I don't know if she's corrected things or people didn't believe her. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But at the time, she was in my top three favorite celebrities. Right. I just loved me some Ellen.
Yeah.
So somehow it comes to the forefront that this guy can get me on Ellen. And I'm like, You know what I'm saying? I'm completely the fuck down for that.
Right.
And, you know, and I wasn't cool enough to get on the Christmas episodes because she gives shits away. You know what I'm saying? I guess I wasn't good enough for Thanksgiving because she probably feeding people. I like to eat. You know what I'm saying? Gus was like, I can't get you on that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I got to find time for you to bring your peoples down and for you to get on the show. And then Gus finds time for me to come to the show. And then we go to LA. And that, some stuff I will never forget. Just coming to LA and going to the Warner Brothers set and you showing us around and you said something about some haunted stuff. I don't know. Do you remember taking us to
stage five? It's the stage right across.
It was the stage
right across from where Ellen taped.
Yeah.
That's where they did The Conjuring 2.
That's so dope.
That's crazy.
And so when they this was on them, like when production announced that they were moving into stage five, they brought in a priest to bless the stage.
Really?
Yeah, they brought in a priest to bless the stage. And so every night.
Like a real priest.
Like a real priest.
Not
like
a corner store priest. He ain't got no brown paper bag in his hand with some E&J in it, right? This is a real priest. He's real.
Real.
Wow.
Real Catholic priest. They bring him in and he blesses the stage. Okay. And so every night there at Warner Brothers, they do like the graveyard shift does a thing called they hot lock the stage.
The who?
They hot lock.
Hot lock. Okay.
So they'll walk into each sound stage, they'll announce themselves to who they are, and they just announce like Warner Brothers security. And if anyone's there working late, whatever, they'll be like, still in here, whatever. So, on three different occasions, they did a hot lock on that stage.
Okay.
And in the middle of the night, alarms would be tripped inside of that stage from stuff falling and stuff, moving and whatnot. And the first time it happened, the graveyard guy got like, he got chewed out a new one because they were like, yo, someone's in there. You locked it and there's someone in there. He goes, no, like I didn't. You know, like it was empty.
Right.
So they were like, all right, fine. Second time it happened, they were like, all right, yo, like what's happening?
Yeah.
Next time they did it, they actually, and I probably shouldn't say this, but oh well, whatever.
Well, hold on. Don't bring it into the crib. Don't bring it into the crib. I don't want it to stay here.
No, they actually set up a camera.
Okay.
And they were like, all right, I like either someone's staying in there or there's legit stuff happening.
Right.
And they recorded, they had a camera in there and it caught like a lamp, like
being the fuck out
like,
of here.
Like kind of like, it looked like someone had like come over and just like
knocked it over.
Yeah.
And it kind of, did it flew a little bit or just like knocked it over?
It was knocked over in a way where I'm like, lamps don't fall over like that.
Really? I'm trying to talk like you. Really? Damn, that's crazy. But damn, that's nuts. And I love The Conjuring.
Right.
I love them.
Right.
And I don't know how much this is true. When I was reading, they said that because I don't know if you guys watch American Horror Story. There's a season with Kathy Bates and she plays this old white slave owner. I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to know this lady because it's supposed to be true history, where she tortured slaves and did all types of like tests on them. And it was some psychotic shit, right?
Right.
Well, that's the house. There's people outside and they're talking. it takes place in New Orleans.
Right.
And I guess this house is blocked off to tourists, right? So when you go down and it's on the street, you can walk past it, you can see it, but you can't go in. It's blocked off because for it's supposed to be haunted, right? And from what I understood and what I read, the supposed studio or whoever, producer, whatever, bought the house and then the writers wrote inside the house.
Oh, hell no.
Right?
No.
That is...
Sorry,
man.
Crazy.
Yeah, look, heavy. Dude, I will skydive out of a plane without a parachute, Point Break style, but I would... No, you couldn't do that. You couldn't be like, hey, Gus, so here's what we want you to do. Go inside this house where a bunch of slaves were tortured and killed
right
for who knows how many years. And we want you to write some stuff in here.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, dude. Like that's my sister did something like that once years ago. There's a when she was with Power 98 back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they did like around Halloween time. They went to some place down in southern Arizona and it was like I don't know what it is, if it was like a ranch or if it was like a house, but it is haunted because some little kid fell down a well because he died there. And like she kind of spent like the evening part of it with like ghost hunters and stuff.
Yeah.
And she like was like, oh, yeah, dude, there was something going on in there. And I'm like, really? Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's
I want to go. I would like to take part in something like that. That would be kind of fun.
To go ghost hunting? Like hunting?
I want to see it happen. I've heard all the stories.
Yeah, there you go. Take that, man.
I want to see it happen.
Just go ahead, Venkman. Let me know how it goes.
Firing up the proton blaster.
Yeah, man. You take videos, take pictures. Let me know how it goes.
Don't worry. If something's going on, I'm calling everybody I know. While it's happening, FaceTiming people. Like, look, you see that? Trying to get a ghost in the background.
Yeah, I can't. I ain't got the cojones for that. I can't do it.
Nope.
Just like you're able to go. I was just telling them recently, you're able to go alien hunting somewhere in Sedona, I think, or somewhere. I think you could do Sedona and then they got it down in Vegas or Nevada somewhere.
I thought you were going to be talking about, oh, yeah, I work for Border Patrol, so I'm going alien hunting.
Oh.
Those are my fellow people, so I can say that.
Okay, yeah, he's good.
I can say that. You know what I'm saying?
He's clear. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. He's got G14 classification. He's good.
Hey, man. I may or may not have had a relative that got busted doing that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about going ghost hunting or alien hunting. I can't do that. And I've had them visit me multiple times. So
it's just fun. Which one, ghost or aliens?
Aliens. I've had them visit me multiple times. So
aliens, like from the movie Aliens?
No,
like
man.
That type?
No, or, man. I don't know what they are.
What do you think they look like? If you had to guess, of all the aliens we've seen in TV, on movies and stuff, what do you think your aliens look
like? I don't know if anybody's seen Dark Skies, but more of a dark sky. Like they're
like War of the Worlds type stuff?
They were like squiddy on World of Worlds, right? Like squid-ish looking.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that. Are you good?
He's gonna handle some business.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't say squiddy like, but more. I feel like they got like arms and you know got like not fingers, but like they got
right.
They can do. Oh, that sounds just like a scary movie, you know. And he tried to do it as quiet as possible.
He just had done it in one swift move,
right? So I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't think they're like. I just think they're like right. Legitimately got. Hey,
that's a putty. That's from a Power Rangers.
The Putty Patrol.
I really do think they got like they can grab and hold.
Right.
Yeah, they got limbs, but
I mean, we can agree that they do exist.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I think Beyonce should be the one to let us know that they do exist. I don't think anybody else should present that, you know. I listened to some podcast, and I know that Joe Rogan talked about that inside the stimulus package that the CIA, I think it was CIA, that had like 180 days to eventually disclose everything that they have about aliens. The crazy thing about it, that's what everybody was saying. How do you just slide that in to the stimulus package? That's the last one that Trump did before he left out. The last stimulus package that he did, he slid it in there. They got like 180 days and that time is coming, you know what I'm saying, to where they're supposed to disclose everything that they have about aliens and extraterrestrials and stuff like that.
I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, but it's between now and then something significant will happen in our time.
Yeah.
To where we're not going to remember that date.
Right. Oh, man.
It's like something's going to happen and then we're going to be like, yeah, you know, like, the big one hits LA, right? And you're going to still have people like, you know, be like, wait a minute. Hey, CIA still got to pay up, man.
Like, it's not about that. It's about the earthquake.
Right.
Oh my God.
I tell Craig here, they drop a lot of stuff, right? They drop a lot of stuff to where the podcast I'm listening to, they try to call it normalizing it. Kind of like, just put it out. You know, right. We don't make it a big deal, but just drop it. Like recently, the American Airlines guys, I think that was our United, right. Was yeah. It American Airlines?
Yeah, American Airlines, and the pilots.
Yeah, seeing something. And then, of course, the Pentagon admitting that they, you know, right. Seeing, you know, so they, and you, and they were talking about how, you know, these stories aren't big front page stories where they should be, because it's like, this is the Pentagon saying that, no, we see some shit we can't explain. Right. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what the hell that is. And then you got multiple times. The fighter, I think that was Pentagon, but then you got, like I said, American Airlines. And then the one recently in Vegas. Did you see the one in Vegas?
I didn't see that one, but did you see that Baker Mayfield came out and said that he saw it?
Yeah, he talked about that too. Yeah, yeah. The quarterback for the Browns, him and his girlfriend. I didn't read the story. Did you read the story?
Yeah.
What was the story about?
They were in Texas, and they were coming back home from dinner or something like that. And he sends out a tweet. He goes, whoever is in this part of Texas right now, did you guys see the same thing that we just saw right now? And he'd like described it, what it was and all of a sudden that. But Neil deGrasse Tyson came out and was like, yeah, it was probably just like a shooting star.
See, he's a part of it. See, he's one of the lizards. His eyes come back in. You know what I'm saying? They've been saying it a lot. You know what I'm saying?
The check was in the mail.
Yeah, check was in the mail. Somebody told me Beyonce makeup artist is one of them. Or no, I take that back. Somebody told me Beyonce makeup artist went to some type of war show after party and everybody in their eyelids was moving like lizards. It was a whole, that's what they say they is. I don't know what it is, man. I don't fuck with it.
So
I don't dive in.
So check this out. So back in December, I took an Uber to this to go grab some pasta in LA. This has nothing to do with the story, but I ended up in an Uber to go to the certain spot out in LA. And my Uber driver, she picks me up, nice older lady, and we're there talking and all this and that. And we passed by the veterans, there's like a big time veterans building, you know, the veterans affairs and all that stuff. And there's a little bit of a pandemic going on out there
right. With
homelessness for the veterans. Like they're literally like on every corner in tents. Yeah. And so we drive past and I'm like, man, that's real sad and everything like that. And right. Yet our governor at the time was at a restaurant in Napa no mask, no nothing, but he's at a table with all of his buddies.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, but our governor's doing this, this, and that. And this girl literally just goes off the rails. She was like, you know, man, you know, Uber tells us not to talk politics, but I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something. Trump is trying to save our lives.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Yep.
And she was like, Trump is saving our lives right now. There's a war going on underneath our feet. And I'm like, oh, okay. How? I recorded this. I'll show you guys when we're done here. And she tells me, remember those two medical warships that came in? One was in New York. The other one was in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
They came into the ports. They were helping out with the pandemic.
Yep.
She said that those warships, those medical warships, were for soldiers and for children being eaten by like the one percenters of the world.
Really?
And like Joe Biden is not really Joe Biden. He died years ago and he is a clone. And that Hillary Clinton also died of the Kuru virus.
Oh, wow.
And that she's a clone as well. That Anderson Cooper is actually a lizard.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama's a man.
Yeah. Her dad.
And she said someone else. And yes. That Barack Obama sold the United States to a Saudi prince trillionaire.
Holy shit.
So she's literally saying this, and I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Really? Like, she's saying this as if it's like, you know, like no way we can you know, like fact check her on this. And
that shit's crazy.
And like, she's like naming names of people that are like lizards and everything.
Right.
And she's talking about how Mark Zuckerberg and like the other billionaires of the world are going to start. She said it was going to happen sometime in March. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Right.
That they're going to, start doing population control.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So I'm like this woman was like literally like, dude, like just dead set on this. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, what's crazy is that you belong to a very large group of people that believe the exact same shit coming out of your mouth right now.
Yes.
You are, you like, there's a, if you were to join up with your people, dude, you, I mean, yo, it was crazy hearing her talk about that stuff, man.
I'm going to make a joke, but it's, this joke comes with, I hope they're not true. Like, I hope she doesn't come correct all the way. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't put in like an extra stop, and then the extra stop was like a psych ward. You didn't be like, oh man, I got to make an extra stop. I'm going to put it into the app, and we're just going to stop there. And then you can tell them, come grab this lady. But I would hate to be, because that shit sounds nuts. Yeah. I would hate to be the person that they can point at and be like, see, I told you. I would hate to be that person. I'm like, man, who knew that motherfuckers was eating kids and fucking alien lizards? I wouldn't, that's some shit, you know, Stephen King and M. Night, they came together on.
The problem is like a little small fraction of something can be right. And people just think everything is right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They can name 25 things that are outrageous. One of those things end up being right. And they're like, I told you. And also, and they add all the other stuff. And it's like, nah, dude. Right.
Well, like, remember when that thing was going on? Like I think it was like, what, like April or May of last year? It was like, what was that? That Wayfair? Was that the website?
Oh,
the
Wayfair website. Where they were like selling women, I guess, or like
kids.
There it is. Yeah.
Like the furniture was like $35,000 for a pillow, but had the name of a girl that was missing, things like that. And then it turned
insane.
It went from that to, oh, there's a pizza place in Washington, D.C.
There it is.
That, you know, that Hillary Clinton runs, and you order a special pizza, but that means what kind of kid do you want to eat? And it's like, then Tom Hanks becoming a citizen of Greece because he eats kids and he. Holy Christ.
I can't. I actually. I was in a. I don't, how can I hide this? I was around a person who told me that President Biden is he wants to keep masks mandatory so that people can hide their faces when they're kidnapping kids. You know what I'm saying? And eating them. Oh, that, wow. That's why he wants to keep the mask mandatory, because so they can continue to hide their faces, as if we are not in 2020 to 2021 to where they can definitely tell who the fuck you are from here on up. I don't care. Batman can be recognized right now. I don't give a shit. We got enough to know who the fuck Batman is. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that when I heard that, I was like, well, this isn't the place for me. You know what I'm saying? I gotta exit, because that's just not how the fucks I roll. Because that's just I can't do it, man.
Like, these are things that it's like I can laugh about now, man. But I got out of that Uber and I'm like I felt like I got like touched in like an inappropriate way. Like, I felt like I needed to get showered or something. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what the hell did I just hear? I froze up. I called my ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Like, I was like, okay, like, I know we haven't talked in weeks, but I need to talk to somebody right now.
Somebody's got to hear this fucking story.
Yeah. Like, I sent her the video and everything. I'm like, you need to watch this.
Yeah.
It was like six and a half minutes of her just going off. And I'm like, yeah, no, someone needs to like feel the way I do right now.
I'll try to make this. Let me get back to a couple of questions, because people need to know Craig Vision. Right.
I don't like your voice.
No, listen. I think that's inappropriate. Come on, man. Let me talk to you, man. Come here.
He said, come here.
When it comes to the photograph equipment that you use, what do you prefer to use? What is your equipment? What do you use?
Tell us about your equipment.
Photography equipment.
Let's start with the density. So I'm a Nikon shooter, so I use Nikon cameras. I've had a long line of different cameras, but they all been Nikon by chance. I'm not like a fanboy. I don't think Nikon's better than anything else. It's just what I happen to use.
Right.
So
if I call Yazzie right now and he's going to give you the Canon speech, he's going to give you the Canon, and Canon, you would say that Canon's the bigger company, or the bigger brand, or more people use Canon?
Canon is arguably the best camera maker.
Right.
Sony being right there with them. But Sony only makes mirrorless.
Yeah.
Canon made DSLRs, then mirrorless, so they're bigger, older, but Sony jumped on the wagon of mirrorless, which is the future. So
yeah.
They become really big. But Canon is arguably the best. Sony second, Nikon third.
Then why not switch to Sony or Canon? Why use Nikon? Why would somebody listen and be like, I gotta get me a Nikon?
It's just what I started with. So personally, the menus are always kind of the same, and you know, it's just progressive growth with the same company. But
so you're just from like more familiar with it.
Yeah. Got it's you. Like I would have to stop and learn another camera, where things are in the settings. And then also you got to sell all your lenses. If I were to change, I got to sell all my lenses, like everything. Oh,
damn. They ain't got no the special detachers where you adapt. There it is, adapters.
Yeah, they have
adapters.
they have adapters, but the lens doesn't function as well as it would connected to the camera. They like lose a little bit of, they have like a lag on focusing or whatever. So
let's just say you're doing street photography. So I've seen you do it. What lens are you taking out to do street photography with?
Man.
And why do people do street photography? It's very intrusive.
They're called creepers.
Yeah, why?
No, street photography is an art form like everything else. You think of some of the greatest pictures ever. You look at like Life magazine or National Geographic's a little different. But like Life magazine, a lot of the most famous pictures are from street photography. Like that picture of the Navy guy kissing.
Oh, that's the one I was going to ask you about. Yeah. Is that considered street photography?
I don't exactly know the context of it when it was taken.
Yeah.
But yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
Because it was a bunch of people meeting their loved ones.
It was like in a moment. Like, yeah, exactly.
So more than likely it was like street photography. Yeah. Like now somebody might be like, oh, that was actually staged, and then blah, blah, you know, and I'm like, oh shit, never mind. But
right.
Because there's levels to street photography. Like
one hell of a stage photo.
Right.
Yeah, right. You can have like stage stuff. Like if I'm out on the street and I see somebody with a cool red dress and I can be like, hey, can you just walk by so I can take a picture?
Yeah.
That's still street photography, but it's staged. I forget the name for it, but it's another name for it when you interact with the subject.
Yeah.
But pure straight up street photography is when people don't even know you just take the picture.
Yeah. And that's legal.
In public, yes. If you're in a public area, you take a picture of somebody in the public, it's legal for you to do. Doesn't mean you won't get your ass kicked. But legally, you can do it. Even a cop can't come and tell you to like delete your footage or anything.
Really?
Legally, they're not supposed to. Now,
but what about
they can do what the hell they want to do? But
like private property, though.
Yeah, you can't do it on private property. Gotcha. You can't. I believe if you shoot and you're in public property and you shoot onto private property into somebody's window, if they're in the window and you're able to take the picture, you still can do it.
Right. Like on some paparazzi type shit.
Yeah, because you're on public property, you know, to taking that picture. But yeah, street photography, you know, it's cool.
I got it. Let's just say,
oh boy,
Gus is on duty and he's protecting Brad Pitt at the time, right? And he says, look, Craig, I want you to come here in 30 minutes to this location. Brad Pitt's going to fall because Gus is going to trip Brad Pitt. And you'll be there to take the picture. Would you do that? What do they call that? Paparazzi type activity?
Oh, you're 100% on point because people do that. And I mean, I can't say that I wouldn't, but I wouldn't do it as a job. I wouldn't be paparazzi because I don't like it. I don't want to make people feel bad. You know what I mean? I don't want to make people, but you know, but there are celebrities who call shit in themselves.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hey, I'm going to be over here at this place at this time. And they talk to their few people that they like or they deal with. And they do that stuff themselves a lot.
Well, let's say Gus did that for you and you sell the picture to TMZ for $2,000. How much you cutting Gus in on the pot?
Sounds like you're saying Gus isn't a good friend because he hasn't done this already. That's what it sounds like you're saying. Because this hasn't happened already. But no, man, if I was able to take a picture and make a bunch of money and it was nothing to do with like kids or really violating somebody in like some kind of crazy way. Like, yeah, I would do it. If he was like, man, I'm going to be over here with T-Swift and, you know, we're going to this place.
It's Tay-Tay.
I would be like, hell yeah, I'll come take that picture. And, you know, if I made some money, I'll cut him in. Cool.
Well, you can't say you would do that right now because then you can't say that. But you can give us a wink. No wink, people. Oh, he
wink.
I think the thing is that.
Now he's like, fuck, man.
You want to keep working.
I'm announcing my retirement right now, essentially. No, it's. You know, I've gotten to know some of the TMZ guys there, and the majority of TMZ guys are like, they're professionals, they're pros at it.
Right.
Obviously when they started, they were like cutthroat. They were doing all sorts of shit. But there, you've got people always trying to make a name for themselves to get the shot, to get, you know, there and everything. And it's like, that makes you not want to help anybody out when it comes to that.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's like, they're going to get their shot, but it's always who wants to get the first shot. You know what I mean? So it's like, if Craig's is there.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that was creepy as shit. That was completely me.
Like, you know, like if Craig is there and like I'm walking out with Paris Hilton and everything, it's like, he's going to get a shot, but there's some guy that wants to make sure that he's there. So he's going to bum rush in front of everyone to make sure that he gets the first shot. And that means that he's the first one that can call up someone and be like, yo, I got this picture, you know, and whatever, even though it's like 3 seconds before Craig did.
Wow.
So they will do certain things. Like, those are the types of guys that they're like reaching over the fences and trying to take pictures and do all that shit.
Yeah. That's wild, man.
I couldn't live that life. As a job, even though some of them, I guess, at least they used to make like a lot of money. I think the amount of money you can make has gone down. But
because everybody's got iPhones and shit.
Man, it all just depends. I mean, like, it's the lottery when you're doing that. Like the dude that snapped the picture of Britney Spears, you know, like upskirt. You know, he probably retired off of that picture.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's just a random, you know, one click and that's it. You know, and it's like it can happen at any moment, any time, any night.
Yeah.
So, damn, I got the picture.
And that's the win. Well, I'm going to have this little fun time with y'all, ask y'all some questions, these fun questions. And then we've already been doing this for an hour. So that's we got to wrap this shit up because he's got some stuff to do. I know Gustavo's got some stuff to do. All right. So, I had this. Oh, my boy goes, nobody's touching J-Lo at 50, right? Do y'all agree? Is there any better looking woman at 50 than J-Lo? Is there any better looking woman, period, than J-Lo?
Halle Berry?
Yeah, I like to think that Holly's there. You know what I'm saying? But it's... Have you seen? Holly's in shape too. Like she works out, she's, yoga and
she's
stuff.
She's training to be like some UFC fighter now. Well, like, well, not a legit fighter, but she's doing a UFC film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's she's dope. Doing a UFC film, so she's been training with UFC fighters.
Oh, that means she's gonna come out looking damn.
Yeah,
but we would have to stand them up next to each other.
Yeah,
but I feel like it's arguable. I mean, Halle Berry looks good. I don't know exactly her age.
Yeah. How old is Selma Hayek?
Ooh, she got to be in her 50s, man.
Yeah. You're just being racist now.
Because, let's see.
No, because I could give you Angela Bassett.
Oh, and she at 60. I think she's like 62, bro.
Hey.
Bad, hey, bro.
You know what? If I wasn't afraid of her husband, I'd take a, you know, crack at it.
Let's see how old Selma Hayek is. She's 54. She looks good.
Yeah. Nia Long.
Yep, another winner.
Yep.
I still just, you know, I see J-Lo and it just automatic pulls of drool just start to and we got the news that A-Rod fumbled that, and I just want to A-Rod thank you for the rest of it. Everybody else,
it's things like that, you know, when you insult Geminis on your Instagram, it's what he does seems me, like, fills me with the same like rage, because it's like that makes men, every man, look like a dog.
Yeah.
And that's what pisses me off.
It does, doesn't it? We look like shit right now.
Yeah.
Because why? The women are like, why are you doing it? It's chill. I get it. I have this question that I know that you guys know that I love to ask this question. And I'll start with Craig Visions. If me and you go to Target a lot, I don't know why we go to Target so much, but we go to Target a lot. If you're walking into Target and you're going shopping and you can go shopping with three celebrities, dead or alive, who are you taking to go shopping with you inside of Target? 1, 2, 3, go.
Specifically in Target.
In Target. Going shopping inside of Target.
Will Smith.
That's not bad.
I've always loved martial arts, man. Jackie Chan. I love Jackie Chan. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? Have some fun, you know?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
That last one's always.
I'm trying to think of somebody.
Will Smith, somebody Jackie Chan.
Man, like Martha Stewart.
That's a hell of a combo. Whoa,
there
bro.
We go.
Like, that's a hell of a combo.
She
Will
can tell
Smith,
you about
Jackie
pillows.
Chan. Yeah.
She can hit a little weed. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's struggling to understand Jackie, but he's still. You remember the ball
pits? Everybody's struggling.
Remember those ball pits, those real big ball pits?
Yeah.
And they had like the metal frame and the balls would be in there. Like Jackie could get in there and do some ill shit, you know, bounce off a ball, flip out. Like, I feel like you just have a good. And Will Smith, just a good time, regardless.
No matter what.
He's just going to have fun. And you get on his social media, become famous. So,
facts. I like that combination. Will Smith, Jackie Chan, and Martha Stewart. Gustavo, please tell us your three celebrities, dead or alive, bro.
Robin Williams.
Nice. Oh, yeah. When I had you on, you actually.
Yeah, Rob, like, I mean, like, that dude just, it's like, I think you'd walk out of there exhausted just with him alone, like, literally going up and down every aisle, and he would just tear up with that. Robin Williams, I would also keep it on the funny train. I think I would do Dave Chappelle as well.
Yeah,
I would want to see how he would do it, like in a Target, you know, just smoking a cigarette as he walks up and down the aisle.
You know he's smoking. Or maybe the vape. I seen him doing the vape thing. So
He's weaning off the cigarettes,
right?
Wow, damn, man. You set the bar with Martha Stewart. I'm like, damn, man. Like, I'm just looking to have a good time. I'm not looking to like categorize or, you know, like, you know what? I'm going to sit here and say Snoop.
Oh, that's dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a great
I'll counter your Martha with Snoop.
Yeah. If y'all walking groups, past each other.
I was going to say our groups walk past each other.
That's pretty dope.
A lot of weed smokers in that group.
You said Dave Chappelle, Robin Williams, and Snoop Dogg. That's not bad at all, man. All in Target. That's pretty dope.
Yes.
What non-horror movie scared you the most? Gustavo, you may go first.
Non-horror movie.
Yeah, I thought you said non-horror. So there are no horrors in this movie?
Yeah. Non-horror scared me. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Jesus. What, like The Inconvenient Truth?
Oh shit. Yeah, right. Oh yeah, right. Yeah, that could fuck you up right there.
Yeah, The Inconvenient Truth. The Big Short.
Yep, yep, yep. That's Big Short is the housing one. Yeah,
yeah. 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 Yeah, dude, like those scared the hell out of me, man.
Okay, you would choose Big Short and Inconvenient Truth.
Yeah.
All right.
Movie that scared me. See, I was gonna be funny. You went with some real shit.
Like, yeah, right.
What, like you'd be like Kazam, man, seeing Shaq act.
No, I was gonna say like Roots or
something.
Like, you know, just a good laugh because it's scary. But
yeah, it is.
I think we didn't take it serious, at least at the age I seen it.
Yeah.
The movie, non horror movie that scared me most. I can't think of one, man. I honestly can't. Other than one of those, or what's the one that? Inconvenient Truth. That's the one that the ex vice president did, right?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Al Gore.
Gore. There you go. Yeah. And I mean, that's because that stuff is scary. Or the COVID thing is scary, but funny. Remember that COVID thing we just said? It wasn't a movie on Netflix.
Right.
Have you seen that? And they were talking about COVID and they had like a comedy thing. And they had this one woman who was British and she was like, I've been watching this show called America and it's crazy. Like, talking about all the stuff that was happening over here, but it was funny, but they were talking about a lot of serious things that happened and how crazy it was, even though they were doing it in a funny way. But that was kind of scary to see like what we're going through and what's been happening and the Trump supporters, you know, out there with tiki torches and it's been some craziness. So, yeah.
I got two more.
Yes, sir.
We got two more. All right. Craig, what is the best thing about being you?
The density of my equipment. The best thing about
judging by your portfolio, yes.
Man, I don't know, because I'm somebody who doesn't have a lot of self-esteem. I'm not like a super confident person.
Welcome to the club.
So honestly, man, like I guess the fact that I'm a photographer, I mean, that's helped me be outside of myself and interact with people, make other people feel good, and you know, so
all right. All right, Gustavo.
Well, like I don't know if this is gonna make me sound arrogant or not, but my personality is because growing up, I am the founder of the friend zone.
Yeah.
So like growing up, all my cousins were like Abercrombie and Fitch models, and I'm Chris Farley. Yeah. So it was like I had to be the one that they were always like, yo, go talk to her and see if she's going to, you know, like hang out or something like that. And I was like, I would have to go and talk to these girls. And I had to establish some sort of a personality.
Yeah.
So it has actually helped me become personable and being able to speak to people.
Yeah.
And not be afraid to approach a situation or something like that.
Gotcha. I like y'all, man.
Can I ask you that one for you? I would be interested to hear that.
No, this is my show. So last one. If Gustavo, if you were to write a book about yourself, how would you name it?
Ooh.
I like these a lot.
If I were to write a book about myself, I would name it a saying that is in Latin that goes ad astra per aspera.
Oh, wow.
Which means a rough road leads to the stars.
Damn. I have a weird feeling that you've thought about that. Is that something you thought about?
Well, I wanted to get that tatted on me.
Oh, that's heavy.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. So that like that's always stuck with me. You know, like I told you like sometime a while back, you know, I was in my zone one time when we were on the phone and I told you that I haven't lived this far to make it this far.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That's a dope line too, man. You're a deep dude, man. Craig Williams.
How the fuck am I supposed to find
right
that?
So you can do it, mate. You can do it. You got this, man.
Title of my book.
Come on, man.
Would be Learning to Live Without Fear.
Oh, wow.
Because I've been afraid of everything.
That is heavy.
That's all I got.
It wasn't like I didn't want to get that for you too. You know what
I'm saying? I needed the assistance.
Y'all are some dope brothers. This was very fun. I'm gonna go. Hold on, I just gotta go through and do my pad check real quick. Oh yeah. Gustavo, you don't know about this.
know about this.
Oh, twice. One thing I can
say, ooh, she's very nice. Ooh, okay. Oh.
There we go. Oh. Doom, doom, doom,
doom. You haven't heard that. I just gotta go. This is so I want you to know, Gus, you got a lady friend coming over, right? You got your lady friend coming over. And it's time of the time. Hold on, man, because you're gonna have to talk about these. You got to get social media on here. But you got a lady friend coming over, and it's go time, right? And when it's go time, I need you to throw this on right here.
Is that gonna be what my neighbors are gonna hear in my new place?
You damn right. man, Gus, go ahead and give them your social media so they can find you and learn more about you, please, brother.
All right, to the millions listening at home and around the world, you can find me, Mr. Montez, spelled out on IG, Gustavo Montez, Facebook, Twitter, whichever one you care to put a face to the voice.
Nice. Craig, can you go ahead and drop your social media so we can get this done?
Yes. So, my Instagram's Craig.
Your hood is a very black Ku Klux Klan type hood.
Thank you.
Or at least yes. Coneheads.
So, yeah, Craig Visions on everything.
That's it.
Craig Visions.
At Craig Visions.
All Craig right. Visions. And I am You'll at see the portfolio. You can't miss it.
Right. I am at Thaddeus.shade on Instagram at ThadShade2Ds on Twitter at ThadShade on Facebook. I am verified on there because I'm somewhat decent and cool. I want to thank everybody listening to Seasonable Clout. I want to thank Gustavo Montez, my man Craig Visions, for joining me. And everybody, you know, be safe and have a good day, night, evening, and so forth. Peace.